T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla and I were just saying we weren't complaining. Maybe we were.
A little bit.
Why are 4-day weeks so hard?
I don't know. What is that? And you know what? We have said for, gosh, years now that I would love to do a 4-day work week. I would love to. I've heard that they're more productive. All of that. Do 4-10s.
Oh, stop with that
productive crap.
No, everybody just wants an extra day off. Let's not be altruistic about this. I'd be so much more productive. No, we just want more time.
Exactly. But I'm like, after this week, I'm like, I don't know. It's been a pretty good week. I don't know what it is.
It's been good. I'm just like, wow, only Thursday, huh? Okay. Are you sure it's not Friday yet? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to sip this coffee here and just, you know, keep going.
Oh, my gosh.
You people are never satisfied.
We really aren't, unfortunately.
Oh, you stop, too. You would be the first. You'd be like, if we had a 4-day week, you'd be trying to figure out how to get a 3.
I'd be happy with a 4-day.
For a minute. You'd be angling. I know you. Don't even start with me today.
I feel like I'd be that way, too. Like, if I got a 4-day work week, the whole time I'd just be trying to, like, figure out ways to get off every single Thursday.
You'd be like, I could do this in half.
Yeah.
You know, I could do 3-on-3, you know, or whatever. My buddy who works in a hospital has 7 days on, 7 days off. He works 12-hour shifts.
Oh, wow.
But he works 12-hour shifts, 7 days straight, and then he gets a week off. And it's really, he loves it. He loves it. He's wiped out by the end of the 7 days, you know, but he knows he's got to be on his game the whole time. He's like, it's intense what he does sometimes. And then he goes, it takes me a couple of days to kind of recover. And then he goes, those other 5 days, it's like I have a vacation every other week.
Oh, my God. That would be so nice. If you were like a traveling kind of, if you like to travel, that would be such the ideal schedule. Because you could do many little trips here and there constantly.
I kind of hate him a little bit because he's so good. Is that, you know, he volunteers with sick kids the rest of the time.
Nice.
So he works in the hospital for the week, you know, for the 7 days on. And then he takes 2 days off and then he volunteers with sick kids.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, oh, my God. Okay.
You're too big
okay,
a human.
Disgusting angel. Fine. Make the rest of us just all look like jerks. That's fantastic. It's almost Friday. Android users today got up and had a shock. I guarantee we all thought we were getting hacked. I'll tell you why in just a minute.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So I get up this morning and it looks like my phone's been hacked.
Oh no.
Yeah, there was some, this random, because I'm an Android guy.
Yeah.
And it's not, here's the funny thing. I've talked about this a lot, about becoming an iPhone guy.
Yeah.
Only because everybody else in my life is an iPhone person. And I just want to be able to share stuff.
More compatible,
Yeah, where we could do more stuff, you know, where I could send you videos and stuff easier. But I don't, because being a kid who grew up in Seattle, I'm anti-Apple. That's all it is. It's not that I'm so pro-Android. It's just that I'm anti-Apple.
That's very funny.
Yeah, because I'm competitive. But this morning there was some Find My Mobile and a number one. And then I'm ending up on these weird probing, trying to hack your phone group texts as well. And I went, oh no. They finally got to me. But I guess Android was doing some sort of tests overnight and it went sideways. It didn't go the way that it was supposed to have gone. And there was a problem.
So now you're coming to the dark side. Is this you telling us that you're joining us over on the iPhone train?
Well, like I said, I've been saying that for a while. I don't know. But I guess worldwide, like millions of people got this thing.
Oh, gosh.
Messages were unintentionally sent during an internal test. Can you imagine? And then it's that's like, you know, where you're at work. And everybody screws up at work at some point.
Yeah.
But then can you imagine the guy sitting there? And then you know how you do that little scoot back? Like you scoot back 6 inches from your desk and you hold your hands up. And you go, okay, what happened? what just happened? Is everything else okay? No. Nah, just sent out a stupid one on everybody's phones. I think we're all right.
Oh, man.
I think we'll be okay.
That's so nerve-wracking. Yeah,
so when you wake up, and if you, like, obviously probably by now, if you're hearing us, you've probably already seen your phone, but it's not a big deal.
Just know.
We've investigated.
You weren't alone.
We've investigated for you. You're welcome, America.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I just tried something different today. I put Instagram up on the desktop computer that we have in here. We've got a number of screens in here. So I put Insta up on it today just because I don't know why.
Okay.
That's a big difference. I realize what I'm saying is overstating the obvious. It's a big difference from looking at Instagram on your phone. I guess what I'm saying is what some of y'all are doing on Insta, it doesn't need to be seen that big.
You know,
and you know who you are.
Absolutely.
You know who you are, and you know what you're doing. And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good morning.
Who are you following? That's the better question right now. That's coming up in your time.
I got to be honest. I'm so desperate. I'm so thirsty. I would find if you're following me, I'm following you back, most likely.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome. To the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Hear about Steven. Here's the downside to being somebody like Steven Spielberg.
Oh.
So he and his wife, Kate Capshaw, you know the story I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
So they do this wonderful, beautiful thing, 20 years ago, whenever it was. They adopt this little girl. She now grows up and decides that she wants to do porn.
Yep.
Solo porn. It's solo. But now, of course, and it's a slow entertainment news day. You may have noticed that, too.
Absolutely.
Slow entertainment news day. That's the lead story that Steven Spielberg's daughter, well, here we are talking about it, wants to embark on this career.
Which, and she says that her parents are in full support of her following her dreams
Steven
or whatever.
Steven and Kate?
Yeah, that's what the daughter says her parents are saying.
They
are fully supportive.
I saw intrigued. I saw the word intrigued went into it and said...
Oh, my God.
And, of course, then every... How many late-night talk shows do you think will make the joke about Steven Spielberg directing one of her movies?
At least four.
All of them.
Yep.
All of them. We would never stoop so low.
I get that every parent, you know, that's not what they hope for their child to do. But she's over 18. And I say that confidently because she's not my daughter.
Right. And it's not that. It's not that so much. It's just that if your son in 7 or 8 years, think about that. In just like seven years, he'll be old enough that he can do that. That if he decides to, you know, run off to the San Fernando Valley.
That is the location, too.
Is it really?
In a dimly lit warehouse in Van Nuys. If he decides to go, you know, do that, nobody would give two rips. But if you're Steven Spielberg, that makes news around the world.
Absolutely.
It's like, oh, God. Does it have to be? And by the way, did we not all go click on the picture to see what she looked like?
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
Because I remember her as a kid, and like I'm like, well, what does she look like now?
I didn't even know they had a kid. I didn't even know they have. I don't know what they do. I actually sat next to them. In a restaurant in the Bahamas.
Did you really?
Fancy.
Very fancy. They seemed very nice. They were very nice to the waiter, as I recall.
That's very funny.
Because I paid attention. But I would not. I wouldn't even care otherwise.
Think about it this way.
That's the news.
You sat next to a porn star.
I sat next to a porn star's parents. I don't know if she was there.
Oh, she wasn't there? Okay.
I don't know.
Look at
I don't know. I didn't even care. That's kind of, honestly, that's even cooler than sitting next to a porn star on some level. I sat next to a porn star's famous parents. That's kind of cool.
Jeff Buchanan.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
We only have half a second, but I want to go back to this for just for a minute. Have you ever sat next to somebody famous in a restaurant? You ever seen somebody famous out in a restaurant? Where? Because here's the deal. When you're sitting next to somebody at a restaurant, you're going to be sitting next to them for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever sat in the vicinity, in the close proximity of somebody famous in a restaurant? I can't think of another time except, that's not true, ages ago. In fact, I want to say it was like maybe right when Friends started, but I had breakfast right next to Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's cool.
I was in LA. And I want to say Morgan Freeman was there too.
Like they were having a meal together.
I don't know if they were together.
Okay.
But I know Jennifer Aniston was there because she was hot. It was jeans and a t-shirt, and she was just smoking hot.
Oh, interesting.
Out in the wild. Have you ever sat next? I have a legitimate question with this. Have you sat next to somebody famous in a restaurant or somebody notorious?
I mean, it doesn't really count because he had a restaurant, but it wasn't his restaurant. Hulk Hogan is from
counts.
Where I lived. So he was down. We were down the street from his restaurant and he was meeting up with someone. So
it counts because I'll explain why in a second. Have you?
You know what? I don't even look around that much. It's so terrible. I wouldn't know unless the restaurant started knowing. But I did shop with a celebrity.
Who?
Heather Locklear.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, God bless you for not looking around in the restaurant and not even knowing, because here's my point. Who do you think it's tougher on? The famous person or the people around them? Now, if you're one of those people that just doesn't care, and you're like, and by not care, I mean you don't care what anybody else thinks about you, and you're like, hey, I'm going to go get my picture, you know, or whatever, mm-hmm. you have no boundaries.
Sure.
I spent that entire dinner next to Steven Spielberg and his lovely wife, Kate Capshaw. I spent that entire dinner trying not to look. But you can't help it, because you know that Steven Spielberg is right there.
Yeah.
And so you try, and you realize that you're looking, and then you're like, oh, God, don't look. Don't be that person. I think it's tougher on the person that's not famous.
That is very, very funny. Yes.
I think it's tougher on the famous person.
I don't think they care. I think they're famous. I think they're used to it.
The problem is they probably sit there. I see both sides. But I will tell you, I think the famous person has more to deal with, because the whole time they're sitting there worrying that someone's going to come up and break the photograph seal. So it's like the first person that comes up and wants to take a photo, then all of a sudden a chain reaction starts. So you feel like they're stressing about it the whole time.
If you're that famous, you got to have people. You know what I mean? You got to have a buffer.
And then I'd be nervous if I was famous and out eating, I'd also be nervous about, does the wait staff even like me? The people cooking my food, do they even
Jesus.
Like me?
Yeah. At that point, I couldn't survive. We got to go quick to this.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm ready to get trounced on this.
Uh-oh.
But I believe it's tougher for the not famous person or the famous person. What say you? 702-364-9890. We'll just take a quick, you know, load up the phone lines. We'll just vote.
Yep.
And then somebody's going to win prizes. Either NASCAR tickets for Sunday and the Pennzoil 400. You might get those passes, which I have in my possession.
Ooh.
Presently. The passes where wherever I go, you go, which is pretty much everywhere. We've also got four front-of-the-line passes for Onward, the new Disney Pixar movie. We've got a premiere of that next Tuesday at Regal Red Rock. We'll put those up for grabs. Or Fandango movie passes. Go see whatever you want. Whatever you want to see it, don't worry about us. You do whatever you want. 702-364-9890.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
How did we even get started down this path? About the sitting next to a celebrity.
Steven Spielberg's daughter.
That's funny. Yeah, and I sat next to him in a restaurant one time.
Yeah, that's cool.
And the whole time, it was super uncomfortable because you realize that's Steven Spielberg.
Were you at dinner with someone?
Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys like mouth to each other like, that's Steven Spielberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I think I might have been the first one. Hey, is that Steven Spielberg? And that's his wife, right? You know what I mean? You have that conversation, but you're trying to be cool. I'm the guy. I'm the guy that I want to be cool there. I don't want to create a scene. I would love to get a picture. In fact, we talk about, Kayla yells at me about this a lot. This is the second time we brought this up this week. Kayla yells at me a lot because I'm not the person that will go and get a selfie, and I need to be.
Yeah.
I should be. It's not a
document more things, man.
It's not a big deal. Most people are flattered when you want to take a picture with them.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are. They're happy. They're happy to do it. It's part of the gig. I don't do it, and I don't know why.
By the way, good for you for recognizing Steven Spielberg, because I know who Steven Spielberg is, and I recognize him when he walks red carpets. But if I saw Steven Spielberg out in public, I would not be like, dude, is that Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, he looks like him.
But I know what I mean? Just like...
Devin, have you ever sat next to a celebrity out in the wild?
At a celebrity golf tournament.
That works. Well, yeah, but that almost kind of...
Yeah.
You're supposed to see them there. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Like, you're supposed to see them. So, who do you think it's tougher on then, the celebrity or the non-celebrity?
Celebrity.
My contention is that it's tougher on the non-celebrity. Why is it? Because you got to try and be cool. But you can't help but look. The celebrity's used
to. Yeah.
You say the celebrity. Why?
I mean, when you're like that famous and stuff, and you have like, and you know there's fans around you and stuff, I feel like it'd be hard to act normal.
Yeah, I suppose. Because you know people are looking at you.
I'm kind of coming around on the it's harder on the person around the celebrity. Kind of coming around on that.
Evangelo, tell Kayla why she's right.
For that?
Thank you, Evangelo. Carrie, tell Kayla why
Hi.
She's right, that it's tougher on the non-celebrity.
It is harder because you're kind of trying to not look, but you're looking, and yeah, it's hard. We were next to James Leisure from Good Girls at Yardbird, and I was like, oh, look what they're eating. Oh, that looks good. What are they doing? Well, I'm trying not to be noticed.
You gotta be cool. So. Yeah, then you want to know everything. What does Steven right. Spielberg eat?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did Steven Spielberg have the same appetizer that I had?
Right, so, exactly.
So this is my whole thing with it. I just thought about this. It's so much more pressure on you because you don't want to be the dope that asks the generic questions. If you get a chance to talk to a Steven Spielberg who's sitting next to you eating dinner, you don't want to be the person that's like, so how about Star Wars? You know
what I mean? Yeah. What if Steven Spielberg looks over and goes, hey, is that sashimi? Is that Yellowtail?
Yeah.
And you're like, duh. I love Schindler's List. You want to be that person. It's awful. Oh, Carrie, you're the greatest.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Random travels of the internet saw this. How often do you swap out your towels?
Like every second time I use them.
No kidding.
Yep.
Good for you. How often do you swap out your towels?
Once a week.
Yeah, we're once a week, whether we need to or not.
Okay.
Well, usually on Mondays.
Usually but on how Mondays often do you take a shower?
Every day.
Same.
Oh. Yeah, no, I know. And by the way, Kayla, I think she's like, I don't. Yeah, she's making that was the face she made was, I don't want to be judgy, but ew.
No, it's so true. The reason I do it is just because, like, I have two towels. My boyfriend has one. It's just like, ugh.
You're 1,000% right. They did. Scientists were like, you, by the third day, mold. I don't know why. When you say a word like mold, it just takes it to another level.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's like when you start talking about mold growing on anything, all of a sudden that's. You've dropped the hammer on that conversation. you know, you could say bacteria and whatever, and there's bacteria everywhere. I can deal with bacteria. Once you tell me that by the third day there's mold growing on my towel, yeah, I'm like, oh, God, this is not good at all. And how often do you swap out a washcloth?
Oh, I use a loofah, so once a month.
Ew. Once a week.
Was that the same look that Kayla gave me?
Yeah.
Was it? Ew. Yeah. Once a week on washcloths?
Yeah.
Same. They say every day.
Oh, that really? Makes sense. So like that,
every day. I do that now because washcloths are wetter then your washcloths are wetter than your towel. So stuff starts growing on them almost immediately.
Okay, so then like I shouldn't be using one of those like round loofah thingies that's got the scrubbers?
No, I get the idea that the loofah was bad.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to get rid of that. I thought it would be better because it's not like a washcloth where it stays wet the whole time. Like, it kind of dry because it's airy. I thought maybe it would...
It's like organic.
I'm sure the loofah's fine, but to change it out for like once a month? Yeah. It's like having the washcloth once a month.
Man, those things are like $1. So, I spent $4 a month?
So now I'm not following the instructions of the hotels then. Because you know how the environmental, like...
Sure.
Now I'm like, no, I want new towels every day.
Yeah.
The magic number. Oh, yeah. Magic number is 3. That's the maximum number of showers you should use the same towel for. Then it's time to wash it. Here's why. Bacteria and mold start growing each time a towel gets damp. Hanging it up to dry slows the process down but doesn't stop it. Once you've used the same towel 3 times, it hits a tipping point. And after that, you're basically rubbing bacteria and mold all over yourself. So gross.
So air dry is the way to go.
So bad. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. 3 showers only applies if you hang up the towel to dry right after you use it, though. If you toss it on the floor and hang it up later, stays wet longer, and that's worse. Washcloths, no. Doesn't say anything about loofahs. But okay. I got to think this.
It's got to work the same way. Yeah, you're right.
How often? Once a month?
Once a month.
Oof.
I don't know.
It sounds like a lot.
Thanks for ruining my morning.
Yeah.
As soon as I get back to the house, I'm throwing out all the towels.
Did that ruin your morning?
It did.
Your morning was on a
tipping point. Because now I feel like I have mold all over my body.
You're on a tipping point, Ben, to begin. I thought we were here to help.
No. It worse.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Golden Knights back in action tonight at the Fortress. Things are going good for the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
5-game homestand. We're 3 games in. We've won all 3 of the games.
Nice.
3-game winning streak. Tampa Bay is in town tonight.
Yes.
They won like 11 in a row. Yeah, this is going to be a little rough.
I know.
It's going to be a little rough. You're about to dip your toe in the Golden Knights pool again?
Yes, I'm excited.
So much fun.
When are you going?
Saturday.
It's confirmed?
Yeah. Yes.
You're doing it?
I'm going Saturday.
What will you do differently this time from when last time you went to your very first game?
Definitely getting Knights apparel because I felt so like out of place. And then I am going to be doing like stretches because when you're up there and you're on the rails,
because
I go to hide. So when you're up there and they have screen TVs that you can look at, but if I'm going to look at a screen TV, I might as well be at the house.
Yeah, you might as well stay.
Yeah. So I like looking down because you can see every play down there. You know where the puck is and everything.
Oh, sure. No, it's amazing.
So as I was looking over, I still, even though I'm 6'3", I had to get on my tippy toes and lean over because I'm trying to, there's other people blocking my view.
So you're not on the rail because you're tall. You never get to stand on the rail. Because the short people all want to be in front of
them. Well, yeah, I'm courtesy of my friends. I let them. But so then I have to like lean over them. Still. The next morning when I woke up, my calves were aching so bad.
Funny.
So I'm stretching and buying Knights apparel.
Yeah. But are you going full jersey or are you going to buy something cute?
I think I'm just going to do a t-shirt for now.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to go full jersey yet, even though I think that my second favorite sport is going to end up being hockey.
What's your first favorite sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
Are you a Laker fan?
I am a Laker fan, but I lived in San Antonio for about 3 years, and the San Antonio Spurs are just an incredible team.
Yeah, and they're everything.
Work ethic and everything.
And if you live in San Antonio, the Spurs are everything to you.
I got you.
My father-in-law did stats for the Spurs, and my wife grew up going to Spurs games. And they literally, like, she's still... If Tim Duncan... who was a famous player for the Spurs.
Okay.
If Tim Duncan came up and said, hey, redhead, what are you doing? She'd leave me in a heartbeat. I really believe that. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker. She met David Robinson not too long ago. He didn't shoot his shot, so I think I'm safe there. But, yeah, I think there's 3 or 4 guys that she'd be like, Yeah, okay.
Tony Parker was the guy that was married to Eva Mendes, right?
Eva Longoria.
Eva Longoria.
Still is. Yeah, he's French. Yeah, see, yes. I got no shot against that.
I always forget. Yes, he was French.
I got no shot against that. There's there's no chance whatsoever if the French guy comes up and goes, oui, oui, you know, that's it.
Yeah. And you know what? The Spurs fans, they're incredible because when I moved there, I went to my first Spurs game and all dripped in Laker gear. And I was the only one dripped in Laker gear.
Yes.
I didn't care. But they are super polite. Super polite. And I loved it.
Yeah, they're good like that.
Yeah.
By the way, at the time, too, they knew the Lakers weren't nothing. You know what I mean?
The Shep Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Sometimes the best good feeling stories of the day start out kind of sad.
Okay.
Let's see. And this is one of those. So there's a guy. Well, let's start out with the good stuff. A guy named Nick Harvey is the school resource officer for an elementary school in Van Buren, Arkansas. That's usually where he's at. They move him around different schools.
Okay.
Usually he's at the elementary school. An 8-year-old student named Avey, A-V-E-Y, is in second grade there. And tragically, her dad passed away during the holidays.
Oh.
So it's impossible to even imagine how tough that's
been. Yeah.
You know? She's 8.
Yeah.
It got even harder this month because the school had their annual daddy-daughter dance, which has become a big thing. Is it just
again,
me? Or is that thing as a daddy-daughter dance, is that just blown up in the last, 2-3 years?
It's big now. It wasn't big when I was a kid. But then right before that, I remember my cousins who are a little bit older than me were like, oh yeah, it's huge.
It just seemed to be a thing all of a sudden. In any event, daddy-daughter dance is happening. Avey just lost her dad a couple months ago. So Nick got the idea to step in and be Avey's escort to the dance.
Oh.
He says, quote, I reached out to her mother. Her mom talked to her about it. Next day, I formally asked if she would be my date to the daddy-daughter dance. Avey said, yes, they went to the dance together last week. She says, quote, it meant a lot because I actually got to go and see all my friends and have lots of fun. Now, lest you believe that Nick is shooting his shot with the mom.
Because you know you thought about it.
You know you thought it because I thought it.
Uh-huh.
I apologize, but I did. No, he has 3 daughters. They're all too old for the dances now. So, you know, they don't do
that is incredibly sweet.
So Nick is hoping that he can take Avey every year until she's too old for the daddy. Aww, I just thought it was very, it's very, very sweet. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
First things first, Kesha's song of the day. Let's just do that right now. How many times today? 4?
4 times today.
4? Totally guessing.
It is 4,
No, I knew we had. We have 2, right?
We have 2.
We're going to do 2.
Between 8 and 9 is the first one.
Says you.
Well, that's what I was
told. I don't know why you
weekend.
Keep trying to fence me in. I don't know why you're stifling my creativity.
You get bumpers are up.
Here's what I'll promise you. 2
this morning.
Between now and the end of the show.
Okay.
I may play it right now.
Oh.
You don't know. Actually, no. Honestly, I can promise you this. We won't play it for the next 30 minutes. The Kesha song of the day is. I love this song.
This is your Kesha jam?
No, it's true. Stadium jam. Your team scores a big basket, in basketball. Your team scores a big basket. Time out. Opposing team. Crowd's going crazy. Sorry, I didn't mean to over.
No, do you remember confetti cannons?
Sure. Of course.
Oh, I went to a smaller Kesha concert one time. Confetti cannon 8 times this song. It was
Hell
great.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So we're going to play it twice before the end of the show. We may do the final exam deal again.
Okay.
It's easy. It's easy. People seem to like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Anytime you can have convenience.
Yes.
So I don't, okay, so I reserve the right. It may even happen before 8 o'clock this morning, but it can't happen right away, and here's why. Because the subject line of the email. Oh, and then Wednesday, when else? So, okay, sometime in a little bit.
Yes.
Probably before 8 o'clock, and then.
Again, between. Oh, sorry, for the final exam.
Yeah, the final exam, and then after that?
I don't have the other times in front of me. I just know it was a couple of times, so I'll pull it up,
but you knew it was four?
Yeah,
confirmed
I know it was four,
Well, let me guess. Tyler Fox will have it twice. Let me guess.
More than
between
likely.
Between 3 and 5.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 and 4 yeah. and 5 and 6.
Yeah, still accurate between 3 and 5. That's accurate. That all works. Okay, so you got that. Okay, the subject line, I've been hiding this for over a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. Immediately, I'm interested.
And you used the word hiding. Ooh.
Well, I'm a straight married man. I wear women's underwear on a regular basis. Not because I'm any kind of freak or some sort of deviant. It's not a sexual thing. I find them to be very comfortable. My wife don't know. There's zero punctuation in this. My wife doesn't know. I want to tell her, but I'm not sure how she'll react.
Okay.
And that's it. That's it. That's the entire email right there. Literally no. Yeah, not that it matters. Should he tell her?
I'm surprised she doesn't know.
Yeah, she has to have some sort of idea.
Yeah.
What do you do with the underwear? Like, do you do your own laundry? Because, I mean, if you share laundry responsibilities at all.
I think we're looking, okay, so what?
Well, like
she doesn't know.
Yeah.
With the way he explained it, I mean, I don't think she's going to have an issue with it. If I heard it the way he just explained to you in the email, as his wife, I would not have an issue.
Oh, I would have a huge issue because I would think he's completely lying through the whole
thing. Yeah, I think that's the hard part.
I mean, if he's wearing just regular underwear, if it's the thong, ta thong, thong, thong. I don't know. But they are comfy. Just wear cotton, bro.
See, this is my issue. I would think...
Different issues.
I would think that you would have, like, you have some sort of, like, sexual need for this kind of stuff. And if you're like, no, I swear it, then I would think that you're doing it because you're having an affair and this is a thing. Like, my brain would immediately go there. So I feel like
you're wearing women's underwear because you're having an affair with another woman.
Some women like that stuff. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, my mind would not be convinced that you're just doing it because they're
so
more
shut
comfy
up about
than boxers or something.
So shut up about it. Don't
yeah,
say a word.
I wouldn't say anything.
I actually agree with that. Don't say anything because you've kept quiet about this long. It's not, you're saying it's not about you cheating. You say it's not a sexual thing. Then
what you got to hide?
Yeah, but why bring it up? You kept your mouth shut,
right? I think you hid it for over a year. Like that's the thing.
Here's what sucks. Okay, as long as we're going ahead and jumping into the what ifs, he wants to tell. He wants to tell real bad. Otherwise, why is he telling us?
Why
is he writing me?
Why did he wait so long?
He wanted to tell somebody, so he told us.
Should we email him back and be like, do you feel better now that you've at least let it out and told somebody about it?
Kayla, mind your business. No,
and now that the way you brought it up just right now, then as his wife, that would concern me because then I'd start thinking like, Kayla, like, what else hasn't he told me? What's the next thing that's going to come?
See, this is the problem. Guys don't think like that.
Yeah.
Guys don't play that game. They don't torture themselves. Well, most guys, some guys do. But most guys don't torture themselves that way. And this is the problem. Because now he can't tell because you can take this and run with it.
And listen, if the wife has really good underwear, I would be very offended because he probably wants to take those.
I don't know that he's wearing hers.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Here's my other question. I would believe this is more common than we think.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I don't think this is the only guy. I don't think this is the only guy in Las Vegas that does this.
It can't be. I mean.
And not just because it's Las Vegas. I know how people move here from other places and they go, yeah, that's right, because it's Las Vegas. It's full of freaks. You know, whatever. I think there's freaks everywhere. And not even just freaks. I think there's people who do different things.
Yeah, everyone has different preferences.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say.
So you're saying there are more straight men that wear women's underwear than we think.
Unless you start pointing finger. No, it ain't me.
See, my biggest issue. My biggest issue with this is not that he wears women's underwear. Okay, that's what you prefer. It's the idea that you said in the subject line, I've hid this for a year. You have been hiding it, bro. I don't like that stuff. Just be transparent. Y'all are married, okay?
Sure. But he's been hiding it for a year, so you say he should tell?
No, he should not at this point.
Wait, will you just be transparent?
No, be transparent from the beginning. Huh. Don't hide it for a year.
But if you're not transparent from the beginning, then continue
to lie because at that point, I don't trust you anymore.
Okay, so that now makes me question it even more.
Okay, hold up. Let me get Annette in here. Hang on. Annette, go ahead. What did you just ask?
I want to know what kind of marriage do they have if she doesn't know this.
Well, we don't know that. Literally, you know as much as we know.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Because I wouldn't know if my husband was wearing women's underwear.
I'm assuming it's not like an everyday thing. Because there's just no way that she wouldn't be. So he must be wearing them like, you know, maybe 50% of the time.
You'd be shocked at how many people live reasonably separate lives.
Well, I guess that's true. Who does the laundry?
You're asking a lot of questions. We don't have the answers to, Annette.
That was my question too. I was like, who does the laundry?
I feel like I'm on one of those TV shows. And like right before the end, I'm going to confess because Annette keeps thundering away. Eventually, I'm going to admit it's me. And that I do the laundry. This is what happens.
You know what? I had my best friend growing up. Everyone in her family did separate laundry. You had your own stuff. You didn't it's completely possible.
My first marriage, I did the laundry most of the time.
Yeah.
We both worked. We both worked, and she worked like during the day. And, you know, and we go to work early, and then a lot of times a lot of the afternoon, you know, it's kind of like where we're home, and I'd do the laundry.
Put your wife's underwear?
No. I never have.
I'm sorry, you shouldn't laugh at it. She's like, oh, my God.
So he's been hiding this for a year, which means this is a new fetish for him.
It has to be.
Because he did not wear the women's underwear when they were dating. He didn't wear when they got married.
By the way, I'm all worked up right now. By what he said in the email, it's not, I don't even call it a fetish. He just likes it. Says it's comfortable.
Okay.
I think there's a difference.
Yeah.
Because he's not getting, ew. Can I, hang on, I got to write something down for Kayla. Can I say?
Are you worried that you can't say something that we're doing? No, you can't say that.
Okay, so he's not getting pleasure from it.
Yeah. So
so I guess it wouldn't be a fetish. I hear him on it being comfortable because I know some girls wear boxers as pajamas, men's boxers.
That's true. I guess what's the difference there? Because I used to wear, like, I would wear but my ex-boyfriend's boxer briefs back in the day to, like, sleep in.
Back to the question. Do you tell? Are you still no?
I'm still no.
Are you still no?
I'm no because when I commit to a lie, I commit to a lie.
The only listener that has his own walk-up music. Welcome once again, Comic Book Chris. Which, by the way, do you know how you get? Tell everybody how you got the name Comic Book Chris.
Oh, okay. So, when me and my first wife divorced, when I left, all of my comic books are still there. She wouldn't give them back to me. One of my prized possessions was Incredible Hulk number 181. Mine was in about a 9.6 condition, which in this day and age is going for about $13,000.
Wow.
What was the one you showed me last week at the Rebel game? Oh, we lost him.
I could have got mine pressed a little and increased the grade.
Oh, you're saying that your phone cut out just real quick. So you were saying it was the same comic book, but it was just in better condition?
better, a little bit better condition than mine. Mine was roughly about a 9.6. If I would have got it called pressed, it would have probably increased the grade. So
yeah. And how much was that one that you showed me on your phone?
$60,000.
So did he get his? Did you get your comic books back?
No, she sold it.
No. No. No.
Oh, we are bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy who wears women's underwear, just should he tell?
Okay, and here's my stand on this. First, why as married couples are we afraid to share everything with the person that we supposedly love more than anybody else in the world?
I'm with you.
So I think he should tell, and the reason I say that is because you never know. She may be into it just as much as he is. But I also say that to say this. If he's wearing them for comfort, there have been advancements in technology and underwear these days like you wouldn't believe. So I'm just the total opposite where I go without, but I told my wife that, and she was completely okay with that. So I think if he loves her, as much as he says he does, if he doesn't want to tell her that he's been doing it for a year, at least say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think?
So lie. Sorry. Continue to lie.
Kayla and I are having a complete secondary conversation because I didn't understand what you meant.
Like, I go the exact opposite. I go without. Face.
I was like, what? And commando. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
But
and she didn't know you go commando?
No, I told her from the beginning.
Oh, you were just like, hey, honey.
Go commando. Guess what? Yeah.
Between me and you, just a thin strip of denim.
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, how is that with jeans?
Not bad.
Apparently, not bad at all. Apparently, it's all right.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's all right. Okay.
It's all right, but he should tell her. If he doesn't want to say he's been doing it for a year and make it seem like, or let her know that he's been keeping it from her, then he should definitely say, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do you think? And then gauge how she feels about
That's not bad. Then,
yeah.
You still got to tell
her. And then if she's not on board, then don't tell her.
Yeah. I think you got to tell her no matter what. And I'll tell you. Have a great day. Thank you, buddy. It's always good to see you.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is the entirety of this email. This is it. There's no name. There's nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
I'm a straight married man. I wear women's underwear on a regular basis. It's not sexual. I'm not a pervert. They are very comfortable. My wife don't know. I want to tell her, but I'm not sure how she will react. I get the idea at the end of this email. He was writing it very fast because there's no punctuation. There's just nothing. It's just nothing. It's just one all big long run-on sentence. I would love to talk to somebody who's in this spot. You don't have to give your name.
Sure.
We won't pry. I promise. But I say he has to tell. And I wonder if I'm... What'd you say your name was? Toshomi?
Him. Toshomi.
Oh, him? Hi, Toshomi.
Hey, Chet.
And you say he has to tell. He's got
to
tell.
You have to tell.
Why?
Like, in this situation, living in Vegas, you know, parties happen all the time. Something else medical may happen. But what if he gets in a situation where he needs to be helped getting undressed? Now, all of a sudden, you have women's underwear on. That's a whole different situation you're dealing with now.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
So
and
true.
Then it sounds like such a bad lie when you're like, no, honey, I swear I'm wearing them for comfort.
We're on the same. We're kind of on the same vein.
Yeah, God forbid it was time out with the boys. He comes back from hanging with the boys with women underwear on.
Wow. Yeah.
We're kind of on the same. To show me your genius. Thank you, man. Mine was much simpler than that. Was just that you've got to tell because you don't want her finding out. And even though you've been able to hide it for a year, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if she finds out, you're toast.
Yeah.
If she finds out on her own, you're toast. If you tell her and she goes sideways, you were toast anyway.
Well, okay. So how do you then tell her? Do you get like a matching pair and then you present
Kayla.
One to, I'm just asking, like, how do you present this to her? Like, hey, honey, let's sit down and have a talk. I feel like you need to like smooth that out somehow.
I'm honestly thinking. Yeah. First blush. Hey, honey, I've got to tell you something. And I feel terrible because I've been hiding it for a year. And I don't want you to learn this any other way. I want you to know. I want you to know. And it's not, there's nothing sexual to this. There's nothing. They're just comfortable. I wear these underwear.
No, I don't. Because as a woman, when I hear you start like that, my mind is racing 100 miles per hour. I'd rather you just lean back. Hey, babe. So I tried on women's underwear because it's just it's super comfortable. Y'all have it chill.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like that.
And then answer the questions if she's asking the questions, but it, you don't readily
if you're
throw
not
out
that
like
street,
it's not sexual.
If you're not
it doesn't
that
have to be street.
Y'all chill.
Honey.
If I do that, then it's
on...
like, why are you talking like Steve Harvey? Why are you doing that?
My bad. Me and my boo are laid back.
You don't have a boo.
You can be like, honey, so I tried on white cotton underwear.
Is that your white guy voice?
Super comfy. It's my educated voice, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. Yes. Be direct. I was trying to be direct. I was trying to put a little cushion on it.
Yeah, but then I feel like you're going to drop a bomb, like
you
you're cheating,
guys,
and have an extra baby on the
oh
side.
Oh God, you'll be fine. Just stick it out for 10 seconds. You'll be good. Honestly, I was trying to say it the way that my wife would say it to me, and that's what she would say. She said, I got something to tell you. We haven't had a lot of those talks, but that's how she would be like, I have something to tell you,
mm-hmm.
And here's what it is.
Here's the reality.
Yeah, here's what it is. But yeah, you have to tell.
Yes.
Don't you?
I've been swayed. Yes, you definitely have to tell.
Commit to the lie, bro.
Are you still not? Yeah, commit to it.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, Jess, who's on the phone?
Leanne Osgood from Spring Valley.
Hello, Leanne.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Congratulations on your Kesha tickets.
Yay.
I know, right?
So exciting.
So excited.
By the way, will you just do me a favor right now and tell Kayla how great her eyelashes look?
Kayla, your eyelashes look great.
I know you can see them through the radio. They're fabulous, aren't they, darling?
1,000%.
1,000%. What if I told you also that Kayla had a little extra special something for you?
Ooh, Kayla's got a joke.
Kayla's got a joke.
So what happened after the guy got excited for spring season?
Is this the same guy that's wearing women's underwear?
Mm-hmm, that guy. Mm-hmm.
What happened? Wait, what?
What happened?
What?
What happened after the guy got really excited for spring? Because spring's here.
We just blew Leanne's mind. Did you hear the guy that sent the email about the women's underwear?
I got in the car with the kids right after it happened.
Oh, jeez.
Like, right at the end.
Did you turn it off?
No, I left it on. They were too busy chattering in the back. They had
no
idea.
Good. Well, I was worried about that for a second. So this guy's been hiding it from his wife for a year. He claims there's nothing. He claims there's nothing freaky about it, that he just finds them to be comfortable. And by the way, thank you, everybody who sent all the, do you call them GIFs or GIFs?
GIFs.
I call them GIFs. Sent all the GIFs and memes of the guys wearing thongs.
Oh, God, I can only imagine.
He's been hiding it from his wife for a year. He wanted to know if he should tell or not because he didn't know how she would react. Do you believe he should tell?
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, especially if it's her underwear.
Well, that's what that was part of the conversation.
Because you know he's checking
him
out. Even if he buys his own pair, you know he's taking a look-see every once in a while. Like, maybe I need to get me some of them Vicky Secrets.
Picking one up from him, one up for her, one up for him.
I like this, Leanne. I do. I like this, Leanne, right here. So again, Kayla, what was the question?
Okay, so what happened after the guy got so excited because spring is here?
I have no idea what happened.
Yeah, me neither. What happened because the guy got so excited the spring is here?
He wet his plants.
Oh, good.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! that's not the one to turn that down. I was like, wait a minute, why is that still so loud? The Kesha song of the day is Blow. Now, we just did it a second ago. You may have missed it. Are we going to stick with the final exam plan? What do you
think? I would like
final to. Final exam, we'll play, we'll just, so right about 9:40, we'll go, what's the Kesha song of the day? And then we'll play it.
Yeah. It's been doing it all week so far, so might as well stick with the theme.
People seem to like it.
Yeah.
It's not so bad. So that's coming up in just a little bit. I have a weird question. Do your neighbors leave their garages open?
Oh, my neighbors did when growing up, yeah.
Oh, growing up they did?
Yeah.
That makes sense. You know what you see if you go by my house? You know what you see in my garage?
What?
Nothing. Because my garage is never open. We open the door, pull the car out, shut the door.
Yeah.
I just noticed the other day that people in my neighborhood, like, I don't know if they do it on purpose or not, but the garages are open. I got one, and we got one that they look like literally they could be on one of those hoarder TV shows. Like it's piled. It's piled. I don't even know. Do they leave the door open just to let the stink out? I don't know what.
That's really funny.
I don't know why. Then literally two doors down, it's immaculate. And they have the checkered flag floor. And they have signs. They have things on the walls.
Oh, wow.
And it's beautiful. And they have a restored, 1960s Chevrolet truck. And it looks like a museum.
Oh, they definitely pump AC into that bad boy then.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Preserve the car.
Yeah, they have AC in there. I wonder if they have AC in their garage.
Hmm.
I don't have AC in my garage.
I don't either.
When we were looking at houses, when Buddy and I were shopping, there was a guy, one of the houses we were looking at, they had three air conditioners pumped just into the garage because that's what he did. He restored old cars. That's the reason I know.
He's out there all the time.
Oh my,
too,
all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, I need it for that.
But it was like that. It was exactly like that.
My thought was there's got to be weird stuff in. Okay, you growing up, what did you see in your neighbor's garage?
But the thing is, my neighbor, we lived on acreage. My neighbor was a taxidermist. And so we saw.
Enough said.
Oh, we saw everything, like everything used for the taxidermy and all of the parts.
You know what a taxidermist is, right?
No, I was just about to ask that. What is a taxidermist?
It's people that stuff animals after they've been, like, they bring in the animals that they've killed. And then they
job
and then
title
they,
for that?
Yeah, they put them on a mold.
It's a profession?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a little redneck growing up, so. I didn't do it. It was just my neighbor. It was just my neighbor, though.
No, yeah, that would be super creepy.
Yeah.
One of my friends, well, it wasn't, it would never be in the garage, but it would be in the carport. You know what I'm talking about?
God.
You know what a carport is?
Yes.
Carport, you know where it's like, where it's just a roof?
Yeah.
On the side of the house, generally, where you park the car, but there's no walls around
mm-hmm.
it. They would have been with deer.
Oh, God.
And whatnot.
I have an issue with people who leave their garage doors open. Like, it's so bad that sometimes I just want to try to walk through the door to their house.
Do you have neighbors that are really bad then?
Just anytime I'm driving in a neighborhood. My neighbors, every now and then someone will leave it open, but it's just for like a couple hours because they're actually in the garage doing something.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm driving around, there's actual people that just have the garage door open the whole time. And I'm like, I wonder if they have the door to the house locked. I'd like to test that to prove a point.
We have like an ordinance like in our HOA that's like you can't leave it open overnight and stuff like that. So,
and trust me, if anybody knows about the ordinance, no one else uses the word ordinance besides Kayla. And if anybody knows about her HOA's ordinances,
yes,
it's this one.
Well, you should read up on him. I'm guaranteeing you probably have one as well. The only thing is, there's a guy in our neighborhood that's right around the corner from us that I think he and like three of his bros live together. And they constantly have parties at the house and they'll leave the garage open. They'll play ping pong out there and stuff. They don't leave it open any other time, but they'll be partying. And I'm like, dude, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, okay? If it was one, I'd be cool, but it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Are they still out there?
Yeah, they're out there all night.
Are they? But they're not bothering you.
No, but if they're blasting music and playing ping pong, you'd be surprised.
Their neighbors don't call the cops.
It's called fun.
No, I get it, but not at four in the morning.
It's fun until 3 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
and then we're done.
Yeah, When do you
at
have
least
to
turn the music down.
Yeah, when do you have to turn the music down? I realize this is a sidebar on this, but when do you have to turn the music down?
2
2 a.m.
I'm cool with 2.
If you're still blasting music at 2 a.m., we're fighting.
Yeah, you got to at least turn it down a little bit, but yeah.
10.
Nah.
10.
I'm not talking, you got to turn it down. You don't have to turn it off. You got to turn it down.
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't, if you turn it down, I shouldn't hear anything at all, but I would say 9 p.m.
You're still with 2 in the morning?
You can't call me boring then, because I'm cool with the party until 2.
You have to, you get up
on
at
a Monday
2.
Night, you would be cool with that until 2 a.m.
Yeah, I guess I don't see a big deal with it.
Your next door neighbor blasting.
No, down around the corner.
No,
from
I'm
me.
Saying your next door neighbor.
Oh, down around the corner guy. You can't hear his music. What do you care if the guy blasted music 24 hours a day down around the corner guy? What did you see in your neighbor's garage? I just got the craziest text. 702-364-9890.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It just got me thinking. There was the other day, everybody had their garage doors open, whatever. It felt like everybody had their garage doors open. I'm like, you know what you'll see in my garage? Nothing, because this door's not open.
No.
Not very often.
Open it, put your car away, close it. Done.
Yeah.
I do appreciate, though, when a garage door is open and the garage is, like, spectacularly organized.
You'll love my house.
I'm like, ooh, and I'll stare like it's something shiny. And
you'll like my house. Yeah, and then our neighbors up around the corner. I realized the other day, God, that Jeep hasn't moved in months. Man, they must be having trouble with it because they would work on it all the time. And then I realized the kid's away at college.
And
he didn't take the Jeep.
Makes sense.
So the kid's away at college, the kid still stays there. Remember we were talking about the deer and the taxidermist and all that kind of stuff? When I was younger, we lived in an actual neighborhood. So it was really weird that this guy had a bunch of dead deer hanging in his garage all gutted. I couldn't help but stare. He was sitting at his tool bench, stared me back right in my eyes, and put a cigarette out in his hand. I ran faster than I ever run in my life.
That's funny.
Jessica
is stunned.
I am. I'd be like, okay, I'm not messing with you.
You never saw any of that kind of redneck stuff, huh?
No.
Have you ever heard the story about Kayla getting away from the cops?
I have to hear this.
Just tell it's God. A one-line story. What'd you do?
I put a keg in a canoe to get away from the cops. And it was successful. I saved the party. They left and we kept partying.
So what did you see? What did you see when your neighbor's garage was open? Hannah in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
What'd you see in your neighbor's garage?
I'm assuming it's some kind of glass blowing set, but basically all I saw was like the fire, and then he had like a little tong, and he was holding something over the fire, but I'm not about to walk up to an open flame, so I still don't know what it is.
Oh, this is present day.
Yeah, no, I live right next to him.
Oh, that's great. Oh my God, that's funny.
You have to find out. We must know.
I tried to send my boyfriend over there, and he wouldn't do it either, but I'm like, this guy's he's doing it with his bare hands, so either the fire's not that hot, or he's just really cool, and I don't want to be near it.
He has the toughest hands known to mankind. He's calloused him over so many times he doesn't feel flames. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you
God.
Can't do the glass blowing without gloves, can you?
No. No.
What can you do?
Oh, my
God. Yeah, I don't think you can do anything with that kind of a hot.
Yeah, no, you can't.
We watch that show Forged in Fire sometimes.
I love that show.
Us, too.
Yeah.
So you can't do that without gloves?
No. And by the way, there's like a glass blowing show on Hulu that I watch all the time. And in there, they have like full like protective suits on and all that stuff too. So the idea that this man is like, oh, we'll just spark all these flames and I'll do it barehanded.
Is he wearing a shirt? Is he wearing a shirt while he does it?
I think so. I don't think I've ever caught him without one on, but I wouldn't be surprised.
All right, Hannah.
That's
funny. Find out. We want to know. Or just give us the address. We'll go look. We're not afraid. Here's the beauty. We don't live in that neighborhood.
No.
I will go and get out of my car. And then the minute that somebody looks, I'll get back in my car and leave.
That's great.
And then it'll be weird. There was some guy out, some bald dude out in front of our house. What's he doing out there? Oh, Jesus. Brittany, what'd you see when your neighbor's garage was open?
Man, I had just moved into our neighborhood, and I went for a morning run, and the guy had a garage sale, and when I ran up to it, he had a massive Confederate flag in his garage. I mean, wall-to-wall Confederate flag. And as soon as I walked up to go, I was like, oh, what are you selling? I kid you not, he told me everything was sold. I just kept running. I was like, never mind.
Oh, my God.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Longtime P1, great fan of the show, great friend of the show, Jay Stu. I always forget, and this is a true story, I always forget that you live in the neighborhood that I used to live in. I always forget.
I moved there after you had left, but yeah, I live like literally four houses from where you used to live.
Like around the corner, right?
Yep. And what? It just so happens that a really good family friend of ours lives in your old house.
Truth.
Oh,
and every once in a while that'll pop up. And it's like, oh God. And then did Coolio still live there?
Not when I moved there, no.
You're like across the street from where Coolio lived, right?
Yep.
So funny. And then, okay, so the house kitty corner from my house, what did the guy have in his garage?
So I heard about this all the time, and I never believed it. And one day I walked by, and no joke, the guy had a real-life, living, breathing bobcat in his garage.
What? Oh, I forgot about this. That's right. You told me that.
Was it chained up?
Let's hope so.
I couldn't go by the guy's house anymore. It just totally freaked me out.
No, it was caged. I never saw it.
Yeah, though.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it. And as I recall, doesn't the guy also have a little bit of a bobcat on his head? Like, doesn't he have a really bad piece?
Yeah, totally. And I don't know. There's probably some listeners out there that remember this, but this is the guy who you used to always get robocalls, and he would say, "Do you need your carpets cleaned?" It was hysterical. I mean,
that's that same dude.
Same dude. I'm telling
that's
you. Same
so
dude.
Funny.
I knew nothing about that guy. I knew everybody that I knew. If you stood with your back to my house, I knew all the neighbors from front and to the left. I knew nothing about anyone to the right, and this guy was to the right.
That's funny.
You didn't know any of the normal ones.
I didn't know any. Okay, Coolio lived around the corner, which was so bizarre. And I had my little stepdaughters then, and the oldest one called him Uncle Coolio. It was so bizarre. It was so weird. And I mean, like, why do you live here?
And then there's a bobcat on the street as well.
There's a bobcat the other way.
God, that's great.
Yeah. And I'm gonna say this delicately. There was someone who went to jail in a very high profile court case.
Yeah.
That lived yes, a public official. Yeah. Very high profile court case. Was a friend. Was a buddy.
That's crazy.
That neighborhood's so bizarre. It's just so weird.
Really
and dude
funny.
Had a bobcat.
For the record, it's nothing like that anymore. Anybody that's getting any bright
ideas.
It's worse.
I got a Jaguars in there now.
All right, brother. Okay, so do we know, is the bobcat actually there or no?
Well, he's moved, but the guy literally had it as a pet and it would walk around his house. I just so happened to see it in its cage in the garage.
That is insane to me.
Not ever.
I never saw the bobcat. I always thought it was maybe not true.
That's great.
It's true.
All right. Have a great day. We'll see.
All right. Love you guys.
Until we love you back. It's so weird.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How did I word this a minute ago? Whether it's true or not, the legend about my neighborhood was there is a very popular children's television show in Seattle. There was a guy, it started like back in the 50s.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it started in the 50s. I think it did.
That's the urban legend though, right?
Well, no, the actual facts are, but this guy, J.P. Patches. And the word was that just across the street from our neighborhood that's where J.P. Patches lived.
Oh, and you never got confirmation on that?
No. No, because by the time I met him once once I finally got into radio.
Yeah.
Later on, I met him at a thing, and it didn't feel right to ask that question. So I don't believe it's true, but that was the urban legend about our neighborhood.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
When I was growing up, then of course there was the Bobcat one.
Yeah. We had one where Steven Spielberg lived on the quay right across from our house, but never got confirmation on that.
From what I found out at a neighbor... What?
Never got confirmation on it.
Steven Spielberg. Two Steven Spielberg references, yeah, right? In yeah. the same show.
And Oprah. They were allegedly lived next door to each other. And there was like these two super nice houses that you could see that were kind of like tucked away. And everyone said that they were their houses, but never got confirmation on it.
I forget which golf course it was in town. On it, like Southern Highlands.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that, where they were building more houses. Maybe Dragon Ridge over in Henderson. But that the story was that Khloe Kardashian was building a house on one of the holes.
Ah.
That was recent.
Have you seen the Brazzers house, the adult film website? Allegedly, there's like a hill built into one of the mountains in Henderson or whatever. There's a big white house that's the Brazzers house.
Oh, the guy who owns the website?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
So,
honestly, that makes a lot of sense. There was also a story that there was a house that you could see kind of up on the Mormon temple, up by the Mormon temple on Sunrise Mountain.
Yeah.
That was supposedly Arnold Schwarzenegger's house.
We have a Mormon temple here?
Biggin.
Mm-hmm. Ah, got to go check it out.
Did you know there are more Mormon churches here, or at least it used to be this way? There are more Mormon churches here per capita than any other city besides Salt Lake City.
Really?
Wow.
That used to be the story. I don't know if that's
true. That's a legend.
Angie in Summerlin, the urban legend of your neighborhood?
I'm in the Southwest. People get mad at me.
Okay.
Especially Summerlin. Anyway, so I live next door to these two gay older gentlemen, and I think they were swingers. Because there were just a lot of random young men going in and out.
Are you sure they were swingers? If you know what I'm saying? Are you sure they weren't getting paid?
Yeah.
Oh.
Big pimping.
Oh, see? Oh, my gosh. My naive misalignment. Maybe they were getting paid. I don't know.
We had right down the across the street, and I want to say two houses down from the mailboxes.
Yeah.
They actually busted them.
Oh, really?
It was actually happening.
Oh, my God.
In my
it was like a house that they were running it out of?
Yeah.
Or, oh, man.
Yeah.
Or that.
Yeah. Happened, I want to say it either happened right when we moved in or just right. Yeah. Hookers.
I feel like the neighborhood should be compensated.
Like they should have given us a cut.
Yeah.
Just for the extra road traffic.
Exactly.
I don't know. Brian, what's the urban legend in your neighborhood?
All right. So I live over in a condo complex in Henderson. And this guy owns four detached garages from the condos. And there's an urban legend that he has four Lamborghinis in each one of his garages. And I have never seen a single one.
Oh, wow.
Who is he? Who is he, supposedly?
This is an older gentleman that lives here.
And how do you miss a Lambo, too?
But I mean,
right?
How crazy. Yeah. You have hundreds of thousands of dollars in cars in just this average Joe condo complex.
But that's how you do it. That's how you do
They're
it
stolen.
Right there.
That's really good. No, that's really good. She will not use her name, so we will call her Jessica Lombardo. You, in fact, are the urban legend.
Well, I don't know if it's an urban legend. It was just an obnoxious thing in the garage. You know, we were that weird family in a way, but I didn't know about it until we got older. I thought we were cool when we were little.
But you found out that you were the ones that everybody talked about.
Yeah. Well, to our faces, which is even worse, you know. My dad, years ago, he was like employee of the year for one of the companies on the strip. And back then they used to really do big. So he had, I want to say probably like an 8x8 frame picture of himself and in a suit and the American flag behind him. This frame was like thick, gold, heavy. And he just put it right there. So no matter what angle you were at, you can see it inside of our garage. And And mind you, like I said, this was massive. And so he was so proud of it. He had the cheesy little smile on his face. Every time kids would walk by, they'd be like, is your dad the president? Sometimes I would go with it.
The president?
Know, like, I would just go with it. But like I said, this was cool when I was little. 2 years later, I was like, this isn't cool. And we fought him for years until my mom finally, I don't even know how she got rid of it. Because who do you call to get rid of this? But, you know, the people don't want it.
You don't.
So I know we were mocked for years.
Oh,
while
no.
While he thought he was the coolest thing ever.
Yes, that's and he was.
Funny.
He was. Oh, that's
he
great.
Was.
We got to run. Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye. You too. Thank you.
Oh, that's so good. It's your dad, the president lives in my neighborhood.
Now your workday starts commercial free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Are you still in Ojai or are you traveling?
No, I'm in beautiful Ojai, California.
Yeah,
nice.
He loves it. If he never had to leave or go, actually you'd go back and forth between there and North Carolina if you could do that. You'd spend some time in Florida too, but I know you love Ojai.
Yeah, well, it's like the guru on the mountaintop. There's a reason they live there. You know, but the energy is amazing. You have this beautiful freedom of nature, you know, Native American spirits. I mean, it's just really, really very healing. And I have, a lot of energy here. And it's a great place for me to do my job. So I'm having fun.
Seven vortexes on the planet, or vortices, if you mm-hmm. will. And aren't there seven and one of them is right by there, as I recall the story going?
The energy here is a spectacular energy. The valley runs, most valleys run one way. This valley runs a whole different way. There's an energy here that just brings in light. You can drive into the city, and all of a sudden you'll notice your feet start to warm up, and your body starts to get literally warmer, lighter from the healing energy here. And so it's much like when I clear people's energy and I go, you feel warm? And they go, they feel warm. But here it's an auto thing. It's automatic. And so it's really amazing. It's great to go to Ojai. And of course, I always do spiritual retreats here. I'll be doing one in May here. And where people come and, you know, it's just great what they learn. They get enlightened a lot faster. You know, so it's really fun. Ojai,
nice.
California. Check it out.
Gary Spivey. .com if you want to find out more. GARYSPIVEY.com. Well, as long as we're on that subject then, because I think this is, as long as we're in that vein, I think this will help Diana from Summerlin the most. Sorry to hear about your dad. God, it sucks being an adult, doesn't it? It's
yeah.
Because, I mean, as we go along, this is our lives.
Yeah.
You know, that your parents get sick and they, you know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And it'll happen to all of us at some point. So what's going on with your dad?
He has some GI urinary bladder issues. He had prostate cancer a few years ago, about 10 years ago, and the treatment they used just kind of killed everything for him, and it's right. Just been problem after problem.
So what's your question?
He's now going to, they're kind of trying to figure out what to do. And the surgery that they're considering is extremely risky and a very high mortality rate. And I just want to know how he's going to fare or what he should do.
Okay. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I do see things. And so it feels like to me that there may be a plan B that would be something that he would might look at. And figure out when I hear it in my head, you know, in my psychic ears, I hear the Mayo Clinic. Has he, you know, he might check there, and he may find that there's some options that they hadn't presented to him. And so, and it still could be a surgery, but it could be a different type, a little different thing, and or not, but it feels like it is. And so I would go in that direction and give it just a minute more. And there could be a nice B, plan B, compared to what his plan A is right now. That's what I see.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah, they actually told him to go to UCLA.
Okay, well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It feels like the Mayo Clinic, but it feels like where he is, this is a new technology that is only in a few places. UCLA, I heard that would be okay. I heard the Mayo Clinic may be a little better. you know, and so that's in for this particular thing. But if he digs deep and you go expand the horizons a little bit, I think you're going to find your way, and I think you're going to be really happy with the outcome. So that's what I see. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mayo Clinic in Scottsdale, same drive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Same drive, different direction. Beret, like the hat, it says on my
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it was named after the Raspberry Berets, the Prince concert when it debuted. My
How about that? How about that? So, your, wow, this is, as I'm digging deep into what's on my screen. So, you're struggling with OCD.
Yes, and it's very bad. I have a really bad anxiety, and I think my OCD is starting to come back to where I'm putting my jeans on and off, and, you know, going up the stairs back and forth, it's making me late to places. And I was upfront and honest with my husband last night after we had a great evening, and I asked him, I said, hey, do you remember about 15 years ago, I ended up having an OCD, which caused me to have anorexia. I went from 130 to 79 pounds within months. And he said, yeah, I remember. I said, well, it's starting to come back. And he kind of rolled his eyes at me. And this morning he texted me. I'm sorry, I'm starting to get emotional. This morning he said, I can't deal with your issues. So my question is, are my issues going to affect my marriage? Because I'm already going through a lot right now with thyroid biopsy. So they have a lot of cysts as well. It's like I'm pouring so much of my medical on him, like he's stressing out.
Can I ask another quick question before we get to Gary's part of it? Is your OCD, has your OCD been diagnosed, or are you self-diagnosing?
I seek treatment on Wednesday to speak with her in person, but she, over the phone, I did speak with her, and she says, yeah, it does definitely sound like you have it, so come speak with me next week, Wednesday.
Got
so that appointment I did on my own because I knew it was coming back. So I felt like I'm doing what I can do for myself. Mm-hmm. At least I can own it.
So, yeah, because my guess is, so your husband, does your husband think you're making it up?
My husband just, I don't know. I think he's a narcissistic, you know, and he doesn't believe in medicine. He doesn't believe in any of that. He just thinks it's mind over matter. And I know a lot of people think that way, but when it's, you know, some people can't help it and some people can, you know, and if you need medicine, you need medicine to treat it. I don't want it to be so bad, you know, but, you know, what can you do?
All right, Gary, you're up.
Okay. OCD would be one of the hardest things to get rid of spiritually. And the reason is because it's a dark energy, and it is a as I see it, it's a demon, and I'm just going to get rid of your demon. Is that okay?
Yes, so, please.
Okay. You have eating disorder demons, and you have 16 of those. I pulled them out of your stomach. Your stomach warm now?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay. There we go. You have a bunch of obsessive compulsive demons around your head that look like strung together paper doll cutouts of black demons. Can I get those off you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I pulled those out of you. Your sinus is open right then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And the dark energies that you got chills all over you right now, right?
I
feel
do,
the chills?
I have chills.
Okay, all right. I pulled about 100 demons out of your physical body that were trying to make you sick. And so along with the thyroid, lower back, hip, one side, one knee, right, all the way down. Make sense?
Yeah, I've been having problems with my lower back as well, so.
Yeah, okay, there we are. And so you have many different things creating one, you think it's one thing, it's not one thing, it's a bunch of stuff, but it's all dark energies. And then your upper dimensions, you have 10 dimensions, I cleared all of those for you, I can do it all at one blink. It used to take me an hour, now I can do it that quick. You need to meditate, bring your vibe higher, all this stuff will disappear, it'll go away. Get my meditations, meditate every day, and you're going to feel totally different or meditate from some meditation. And so now then you notice you feel warm in your chest, you're smiling slightly. Notice that?
Yeah. Yeah,
weird, huh?
My chest is warm.
Okay. Well, see, there we go. I cleared all the darkness off of you. And if you notice right now, you feel like there's a possibility that everything works instead of no possibility that nothing works. See the difference?
Right. Yeah, okay. I feel a lot better. I just, you know, I just want to make sure that
Don't loop.
Yep, no looping. No looping.
Don't go back. Yeah, don't go back into it. I know it means I'm in denial, and then I popped you out of denial. Now you feel really bright in your head, almost like you're floating. Feel that? There you go.
Yeah.
Good luck. Think forward.
Thank you.
Think forward. You're going to feel a lot better. Your husband, he's a mess, but that's just his mess. Okay? But honey, you're going to be fine. And you just need somebody to tell you that they love you. I love you, okay? And so,
thank you.
We love you too.
We love you too. I've been trying to keep it Barry
for so long.
How do you not love somebody named Beret?
That's an amazing name.
Right now.
How are you not going to love somebody named Beret?
Yeah. We love you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I love you guys too.
The Chet Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial free music.
Commercial free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
With the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. And another big workshop, not unlike the one that just happened here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
In Ojai, California in May.
Oh, that's so nice.
Drivable.
Yeah.
Drivable.
Yeah.
Details at GarySpivey.com. Where do you stay if you go to, if you drive out to Ojai, do you stay in Ojai? I don't know nothing about
it. Oh, yeah. Ojai is like, it's an amazing little town. It's the cutest town on earth. And it's a small town, but it's where, you know, basically the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa is here, which is one of the nicest spas in the world. And so you can stay there if you'd like, or you can stay at a lot of little mom and pop places that are bed and breakfast kind of things, and or retreats or chalets on mountaintops, or you can rent, you know, Airbnbs. I mean, there's all kinds of places. And so it's just people load into Ojai for little concerts in the park every weekend. I mean, it's just really a great place. The beach is 15 minutes away. So it's right below Santa Barbara.
And it's funny, if you put in, in fact, I was Googling while Gary was talking.
Yeah.
And if you Google Ojai Valley Inn comes up right away.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Right away. Yeah. And then you said Santa Barbara's the next closest thing?
Yeah. Santa Barbara, Ventura, you know, everything's just right there, the beaches.
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
So the energy is just, like I said, really, a really great place to heal. So, you can check it out. This one's always sold out. So it's a good idea to look at it ahead of time. You can drive there, though. It's really not.
Oh, yeah.
You can.
Yeah, Santa Barbara, Carpinteria, Ventura, Oxnard, all that. Yeah, nice.
Montecito, but, you know, Montecito, where, you know, a lot of movie stars live and stuff. But it's just right up the street from all of that. There's hot springs. There's all kinds of stuff here. It's crazy.
Nice.
We've been threatening for years. My wife and I have been threatening for years to go visit Gary. It'll happen one day.
And that's kind of right up your alley, too, with, like, the inn and all. Yeah, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah, all right. So, Wendy, your 7-year-old daughter is seeing. Is she seeing the dead people, or are they just talking to her?
I think they just talk to her. She doesn't really tell me if she sees them, but she tells me that she hears them. They talk to her.
Oh. Right.
What are they telling you?
She won't tell me. I ask her. She goes, I don't want to tell you.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's interesting. you know, I can see she's actually really super gifted. She can, she has everything. She can clairvoyance. She can see psychically, like, you know, that means you can get visions or read people. She also is very, very clairaudient, which is really great because she can hear spirits talking to her, both good ones and bad ones. With a 7-year-old, it's really important, even with a 4-year-old, it's important to let them know, talk to your angels, look up. Talk to the angels, and then because they'll also hear negative voices that'll tell them to do, you know, sort of other things. But I see she's able to see and hear everything as well. She can even smell psychically, and taste psychically. So sometimes these kids are born into where they can do all that. And so she's going to just become more and more evolved. Very important to get these kids meditating really early so that they float higher and they're affected by good energies, angels. They're angels. And so you ask her the question, what do your angels say? And then she'll start to become aware of them. And so that's a question. My book, the biggest chapter in my book is on gifted kids, you know, because I was a gifted kid. And so basically it's for the how-to. And so you'll find that this will help her a lot. But I just cleared her energy off. And who is she talking to? Everybody. So I can't really say mm-hmm. who is she talking to. I see an older man that she's talking to that would probably be a grandfather or great-grandfather.
Yes. She sees an old man comes to talk to her.
Yes.
An old man.
Right. Well, that would be a family relative that's either a grandfather. I think it's a great-grandfather, and it feels like it's on the husband's or her father's side. Okay?
And so, yeah, and she tells me, Mom, do you know that my dad's mom is dead? And I say, yes, I know. She's been dead for a while.
Right. Yeah, and she can see all that. So it's like she just naturally can do it. She'll go on and on to be more and more gifted. Make sure you teach her to meditate. The most important thing you could do. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, whenever she was three, I remember I got a reading from you, and because I thought she was, because they were saying that she was like autistic, but they cleared that out and they said that she wasn't. And I remember you told me that she was like you, that you thought she was like you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's still stay with it, okay? She's like me.
That's what I was going to say. I don't think anything's changed.
Yeah, I can smell psychically. I can taste psychically. My good friends, when we go to restaurants, they always just tell me, what's the best thing on the menu tonight? Or, you know, is the fish fresh? Or the lamb chops good? You know, whatever. And so, because I can taste psychically even. And so she has all those gifts.
That sounds like a bad pickup line. Hey, you want to know what psychic tastes like? Come on, man.
And her birthday is weird. It's 2/22, and she was born at 2 in the morning.
Well, that's weird.
Well, it takes two to make one, and so one misses everything. So she's like, she's her own riddle. She'll be fun to raise, you know, but she's very good. So good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Wendy, yeah, make sure you get the book.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll see.
It'll help you.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, I think we've done good work here. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right, see you then.
Wake up!
You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Oh, Lil Jess, who's contestant number one, please?
Brian Wilford from the South Side.
Brian, what you doing for a buzzer today?
Checkmate!
Okay.
Contestant number two is?
Super Suze from Centennial Hill.
Super Suze, where have you been? What's your buzzer going to be?
It's boop, boop.
Excellent. Everybody wins today, but you know, there can only be one champion, and it's champion's choice. Kayla's got question number one.
Which head writer is talking about possibly leaving SNL after this election?
Super Sue's.
Bill Hader.
Is it Bill Hader?
No. Brian, is it Colin Jost, Michael Che, or Pete Davidson?
Pete Davidson.
Is it Pete Davidson? No. Why is Colin Jost leaving?
He says he wants to leave after the election. He wants to work on bigger projects. I think it's Scarlett Johansson's fault. Honestly.
Yeah, don't do it, dude.
I've been waiting for it to happen since they started dating a couple of years ago.
There's so often that doesn't turn out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just...
He sees success of, like, Jimmy Fallon and Seth. I think he's going to follow in the footsteps of Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, all that stuff.
They already had stuff. Mm-hmm. They left to go do that. He's going to try and pursue that. There's
exactly.
a big difference.
Ooh,
there's
I agree.
A big difference. All right, no points. Question two.
A former child star got engaged on Valentine's Day. Who was it? Is that Amanda Bynes, Lindsay Lohan, or Macaulay Culkin?
Super Sue's.
Lindsay.
Is it Lindsay? That would make a lot of sense, too. It's not.
Brian, is it Amanda Bynes?
It was Amanda Bynes.
Look at my man. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even want to hear your options, Kayla. He says Amanda Bynes. You cannot change his mind because he's right.
Yes.
How did this slip past the goal? How did this slip past the goalie?
So she is living in a, like, sober house right now. She just got out of rehab a few months ago. She actually met her fiance while she was in rehab. They've only been dating, like, 3 months.
Sound like a bad idea to anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get sober and then you get engaged? Like, that just doesn't sound good at all.
It's the just because it's such an intense thing.
But the thing is, her mom and dad are still her conservators, so they have to approve literally everything she does legally. They have to approve of. So they have to approve of her marriage.
I'm glad she's happy.
I'm glad she's happy. She has a face tattoo now, too. So she's got that going for her.
I'm sorry, what?
She has a face tattoo. It's a heart on her cheek.
We're going to have to get face tattoos now.
I'm out.
Well, happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm happy Valentine's Day. You're right. All right, so it's one zip heading into the all-important third and final question. Brian has the lead. I'm going to stick with the positive side of the Golden Knights because they're going for their fourth win in a row tonight. Now, I realize that Tampa Bay is coming in and they've won 11 in a row.
Sure.
Or 14 or some
at
crazy
some point,
thing
like
that. Thank you very much. So I'm going
to
make this all-important third and final question worth four big Golden Knight and Kayla Showbiz SmackDown game-winning points.
The daughter of which famous director is getting into adult films? Is that Martin Scorsese, George Lucas, or Steven Spielberg?
Boop, boop.
Super Seuss for the steal and the win.
Spielberg.
Who is it?
Spielberg's daughter.
If it's Spielberg's daughter, Super Seuss steals and wins. If it's not Spielberg's daughter, Brian wins. Is it Steven Spielberg's daughter? And go ahead and tell your own joke here. About him directing, whatever.
I hope her first movie is going to be based around Star Wars.
She's already done her first.
Oh, she did
first. She's been doing them. They're solo features.
She went to the dark side.
And that's...
Wait, hold on. Did you just say she's doing solo features?
Did Spielberg do Star Wars stuff?
Wasn't he the original guy that did the first three?
It was George Lucas.
I get them mixed up all the time. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think Spielberg does Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay. Well, then I take it back.
Yeah, take it all back. But you know what? It's jokes so are funny. Jokes. And yeah, right? Before we knew it was funny. It was fine. Brian, sometimes even when you lose, you win. So hang on one second.
Oh, God.
And Super Seuss, champion. Duh. Whoa. And she gets her choice of the prizes today on...
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown.
Let's go!
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
I had that half-a-second moment of not that button. Oh, yes, that button.
The greatest person in the world.
I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Oh, this may be a three-way. This may be a unanimous. Yeah, I know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Rewind that. Retract that statement. No, this may be a unanimous greatest person in the world.
Oh, I'm good. Okay.
I'm certain this is not the way you think. You know what I'm saying? But this is the way that Lil Jess thinks.
Hmm.
And it's the way I think. It's the way we roll sometimes.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. Greatest person in the world.
Make some noise for Rihanna.
It's her birthday today. She's 22.
I came to a realization. Oh, nah. What's my name? Oh,
nah. Rihanna just walked in front of me. Are you kidding me?
Beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Shine bright like a diamond. You could stand under my umbrella. La, la, come here, rude boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, is you big enough?
It's one of my favorite stories ever. Rihanna turns 32 today, by the way. So when she was first starting out, she worked hard. She really did. She busted her hump. When Pawn to Replay and all that stuff was out early on. So we were doing, I don't know what the show was. We did some cuckoo, you know, like it was the MTV Video Music Awards were here that year.
Okay.
So we had a bunch of artists come and play a show afterwards. And we did it at Orleans Arena. And Rihanna was the headliner. And so we had this great interview with her. We asked her, like, what her favorite junk food was. Somehow it came up that she had to splurge every once in a while. What was her thing? She said that she loved Mac Nuggets from McDonald's. So we were like, we are going to make sure that we have the Mac Nuggets from McDonald's for her, ready to go backstage at this show.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure that they were hot and they were fresh. and it was going to be amazing. We had them back there, and they smelled really good. We were all really hungry, and we wanted to eat them, and we didn't because we were like, no, those are Rihanna's Mac Nuggets.
Those are McDonald's. Mac Nuggets.
That bee showed up an hour and a half late and then turned her nose up at them because they were cold.
Yeah.
She was good about it.
My girl.
Here's what's great. She was good about it, honestly. And even took them with her. I'm going to take these with me and heat them up, she says. We're all like, we know. Here's where it went sideways. They didn't even wait to get out of sight before they dropped them into the garbage can.
That's funny.
We're like, she just threw them in a garbage can. I was like, I'd eat cold McNuggets. Whatever.
Never.
That's my Rihanna story. We love her for it.
Yeah.
Because it was just so, it was like,
You can't reheat nuggets. It never tastes the same.
Well, and it was like, she played it off so well right up until she didn't get out of sight before she dropped him in the garbage.
I absolutely love her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
me too.
Love her.
And everything she's become.
Yeah,
you know what
and,
I mean?
And she's just awesome.
And I heard there's new music.
She's in the studio with Pharrell.
So, Riri, happy birthday.
The greatest person in the world.
Before we go any further, did you post that video?
I did.
Did you see her body rolling in here? I wanted to make sure that, you were busy facing the other way. And you know what? I think you're probably better for it.
So busy dancing at the screen.
No. It was fine. It was just completely inappropriate. And I'm glad that there's video evidence that I had no part in that and stayed away. And I don't believe I even looked. Because it was inappropriate.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Phone, little Jeff.
Maria Villabazar from the Northwest.
Maria, what's the Kesha song of the day?
Blah.
Congratulations, you've got Kesha tickets. Good for you.
Thank you.
Did she just squeeze?
Oh my god.
Was that a little squeeze?
My goodness.
What we got out of you? You know what? I feel the same way because it's almost Friday. You know what I mean?
Great.
I feel exactly the same way. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
We love you long time. You know this.
Love you, guys.
Hang on one second. She's the best. Between 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
Yes.
For that song, correct?
Yes.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Go Knights, go. It's almost Friday. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
That's it. I got nothing else. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow, people.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.